This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, you have almost gotten there. The week is almost over. We have a brand new FBI director. Mitch McConnell is leaving. They raid the Treasury daily. Updates on the whole peace process, the Mexican cartels, emails. My goodness, what a show we have tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before I forget, don't forget. Before I forget, don't forget. You probably shouldn't say it that way. I went to community college. Anyway, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Email those in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's start with the big news of the day. I'm excited. You're excited. I hope. Kash Patel. This went down 3 hours ago, roughly 3 hours ago. Kash Patel, vote was in. Confirmed FBI director. I'm excited. Kash Patel knows where the bodies are buried. Kash Patel has been a victim of the deep state, if that's what we want to call it, the system, the blob. I don't care what word you put on it. They have gone after him. When he was going after them, they went after him. He's a guy who had to move because the government, the communists inside of it, exposed him. So he's an intelligent individual who knows how the system works, knows how evil the system is, and intends to clean it out. I don't know that Trump could possibly have picked anyone better to lead the FBI than Kash Patel. It is a good day. But let's do remember this. He has a mountain to climb. A mountain. As sharp as he is. As committed as he is. And I believe he can climb that mountain. Stopping the secret police agency from destroying this country will not be easy. Remember why we are where we are. How did we get to a place where this organization, an organization that was, I mean, maybe not for you, insiders generally didn't trust the FBI anyway, but for most Americans, if you look at the numbers, most Americans, the FBI was very, very well thought of in this country up to 10 years ago, I would say. That's about the time it started breaking. But if you look at the numbers, it was an organization people admired. If you were an FBI agent, shoot, if you knew one, if it was your brother, if it was your neighbor, you would brag about knowing one 10, 15 years ago. Hey, man, my cousin's in the FBI. It's one of those things you would say. Have you ever said those words or heard those words recently? No, you haven't. It stopped. So what happened was very simple. What happened was Barack Obama, the ultimate communist, got elected. As I've said many times, as much as you may hate Joe Biden or pick your Democrat, there's nobody who did more to hurt this country than Barack Obama because Barack Obama was smart and capable and knew what he was doing. Barack Obama got elected. And remember, this is a man who was groomed to hate this country. Groomed. Frank Marshall Davis, Reverend Wright, all the communist influences in his life taught him that America sucks. And America made the perhaps fatal mistake of electing that man. Well, Barack Obama was not just a committed communist. He was a smart one who understood power, understood how things worked. He had been a career guy at revolution, if you will. Communist infiltration and revolution. That's what a community organizer actually is. He's a community agitator. Barack Obama got elected and looked at the FBI, and he saw something that was not only going to challenge him, he saw something, an institution that could be used for his benefit. The communist believes in marching through the institutions. You know what he did? Barack Obama, I think the number is 40. It's around 40. That may not be exact. But Barack Obama went in and we had all these department heads in the FBI who were salty FBI guys, career law enforcement guys. I'm not talking about the scumbags they have there now. I'm talking guys who have dedicated their lives to kicking in doors, finding bad guys. Just that, and those were the department heads. Barack Obama said, well, that's not what we need. I need somebody who will go after my political opponents and protect me. He wiped them out, cleaned out the department heads, and replaced them all with committed communists. And lo and behold, right about that time, the Federal Bureau of Investigation began to change. Because what does the communist believe about power? What does he do with it? Everyone who listens to this show knows he does one of two things with power. He rewards his friends and he punishes his enemies. For a communist, the FBI is an opportunity. It has nothing to do with crime or kids or drugs or the mob or anything like that. The FBI has all these guns, has all this authority. Well, for a communist, you only use those things to reward your friends or punish your enemies. And the FBI, after Barack Obama got his communists into place, set out to do exactly that. Do remember that what happened to Donald Trump while Barack Obama was president is the biggest political scandal in the history of the United States of America. We just don't consider it that because the media went along with it. When Barack Obama was president, and remember it was Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, Barack Obama was the one who authorized all that FBI spying on Trump's campaign. They were sending honeypot spies after him. It was Barack Obama, not Joe Biden, not any of these other people, Barack Obama, who gave the thumbs up on that. And please don't be naive. There's not a snowball's chance in hell that James Comey and the FBI went after the Trump administration, or not, it wasn't an administration yet, went after the Trump campaign without a thumbs up from the commander in chief. There's not a chance they would take that step. What, Chris? Chris said, didn't Nixon get impeached for that? The things Barack Obama did with the FBI are about 10 million times worse than anything Nixon ever even dreamt of. This happened under Barack Obama. And after that, things didn't slow down. You see, Donald Trump won the election by a miracle in 2016. Donald Trump did not really get the swamp he was walking into. He's admitted that fully. And so he didn't get in there and really clean house. He did fire James Comey. He knew Comey was a scumbag. But then, just again, because he didn't understand the town yet, he said to his, quote, friend, Chris Christie, hey, Chris, who should I pick? Who should be the head of the FBI? And Christie tells him, oh, Christopher Wray, Trump. Look, he paid for it dearly. He paid for this mistake dearly. He said, okay, sounds good. Christopher Wray gets in there. Well, Christopher Wray viewed his role as protecting all those communists Barack Obama had already put into place. And so for 4 years, Donald Trump had an FBI, his own FBI, that worked against him. But let's fast forward past all that, because we're talking about the mountain Kash Patel now has to climb. What's happened in this country over the last 4 years is unspeakable. I know we're all happy now. I'm happy. You're happy. We're ecstatic about what's happening. But the Federal Bureau of Investigation, it's turned into a secret state police agency of evil. And it will end the United States of America if it is not brought to heel. If it continues along its current path, hunting down pro-lifers, sticking guns in their faces, going to school board meetings to jot down the license plates of moms who get a little too angry about the local mask mandate. We won't even discuss gunning down a fat old man with a cane in Utah and not releasing the body cam footage. Hard to believe the Federal Bureau of Investigation couldn't find a peaceful, nonviolent way to apprehend a fat old man who needed a cane to get around. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has turned into an enemy of the state, with all the authority in the world to destroy your life if they so choose. And it really, to be honest, it really doesn't matter who you are. how much power you have, how much money you have. The FBI can destroy your life. Even if they don't end up with you in prison, they will break your reputation, break your bank account. Ask all those wonderful January 6th political prisoners. Ask Peter Navarro, who offered to turn himself into the FBI. They said no and waited till he was getting on a plane in front of a bunch of people to take him down like he was Pablo Escobar. Cash Patel is capable of the job. He is. But Cash Patel has a mountain to climb, not to reform the FBI, to save the United States of America. Because unless the FBI is cleaned out and brought to heel, it will eventually pit the states against the federal government, and we all know where we go from there. I am thrilled Cash Patel is in there. It's exactly what we need. Go get him, Cash. You got a lot of work to do. Hope you got your male vitality stack in you. Look, he's going to need the energy. Is this going to be a 24-hour-a-day job cleaning out an evil secret police agency? And that's why Chalk is here. They're here for Cash, and they're here for you, because Americans' testosterone levels are off a cliff. We have lost half our testosterone in the last 50 years. You realize you're down all the time for a reason. Does that happen to you? Sitting around, maybe you're at work, driving home, and all of a sudden you're just down and you can't describe it. It's testosterone. You're running out of gas all the time, tired all the time, need 18 cups of coffee a day. It's testosterone. So fix it naturally. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Ladies, you too. Are you running out of gas? 3-4 in the afternoon? I don't want to make dinner. Female Vitality Stack from Chalk. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Why are you laughing, Chris? Because of the making dinner thing? Well, it does that. Maybe they're doing the dishes or laundry, but you understand what I mean. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Chris, what was that music? What was that just now? You don't even know? Chris, are you on drugs? Chris, we've talked about this. Do we need to start testing here in the office? We've talked about that. I don't even know what that was you just played. Anyway, it is the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, and we have so much going on. Cash Patel is officially confirmed FBI director. He's digging in. Let's hope he can get that organization cleaned out. And let's also hope, just as a side note, let's also hope Steve Friend, Garrett O'Boyle, Marcus, Kyle, the FBI whistleblowers who gave up their careers to step forward and say, hey, this organization is turning bad quickly. Let's hope Cash does something to get them whole. Now, let's discuss something else that happened today. Mitch McConnell retired. Now, I just want to clarify a couple things quickly, because this will apply to where we're going next about the looting of the Treasury and everything else. Mitch McConnell announced he's not running for re-election. I said retire. That's not necessarily true. He's going to retire. One of those things. Not quite yet, but soon. Mitch McConnell retired. Listen, first, maybe you're of the mind that Mitch McConnell did a lot of good, did a lot of bad. Okay, that's fair. You spend that long in Washington, maybe there was some good done there. But one of the main things I see is that Mitch McConnell stopped Merrick Garland from getting on the Supreme Court. It's one of the main talking points that's out there. So allow me to give you an inside baseball story. I know this is not what I think. This is not a theory. And no, I'm not going to tell you the source. I'm not allowed to do that. But I'm telling you the truth. What I'm about to say is what actually happened. Mitch McConnell had every intention of allowing Barack Obama to fill that Supreme Court seat. Every intention of it. Instead of waiting for the election, let the American people choose, all that stuff he said. He was going to let Barack Obama do that. But let's rewind a little bit, shall we? Remember when Ted Cruz got elected? I mean, maybe you don't remember, maybe you weren't following it. I know it was a Texas election, so maybe you're not in Texas, you don't care about any of that stuff. But just Ted Cruz, he had a hard primary fight when he first ran for the Senate in Texas. He ran against a man by the name of David Dewhurst. If you're a Texan, you know who that is. If you're not, you don't know and don't care. It doesn't matter what Dewhurst was, but what you need to understand is he was very much the establishment's boy. He was the one, he was the Mitch McConnell type, the heir apparent. Let's get another establishment Republican in there. Well, this was the Tea Party time where you didn't want to be an establishment Republican. You wanted to be the more far right type. That was Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz runs against David Dewhurst, a bruising, brutal primary. Ted Cruz wins. Okay. Ted Cruz gets to Washington, D.C., and almost immediately, I mean, he's a freshman senator. Almost immediately, Ted Cruz calls Mitch McConnell a liar on the Senate floor, which, of course, Mitch McConnell is a liar. Mitch McConnell ran the Senate like a tyrant where he had to control everything and lied about everything. Now, what you don't normally do is, well, call him a liar on the Senate floor. A guy like Mitch McConnell with an ego the size of Mitch McConnell is not going to forget that. In fact, this will come into play when we discuss Zelensky in negotiations later. In fact, maybe you could even say Ted made a mistake with that. Now, we like Ted and we don't like Mitch McConnell, so I don't know that I would say that. But remember, you can criticize people privately. You can call people every name in the book. You can shout and scream at them privately. You can do this in your personal life. You can do this in the business world. You can get away with a lot. What you cannot do, unless you're willing to have an enemy for life, is criticize somebody publicly. You do it in public. You make it a spectator sport. They'll never forget it. Look, I'm the same way. I've told you those stories about me before. Friends, I don't care what you scream at me in public. I'm not perfect. I'm wrong about things. Scream at me. Tell me. We'll argue it out. Fine. You say one word about like one word to me like that publicly, we don't know each other anymore. You're gone. Period. Gone. Ted Cruz made an enemy that day of Mitch McConnell for life. Now, fast forward to, whoa, there's a vacancy. But Barack Obama's almost done. He's just got a short time left in his presidency. Do I let him fill the seat or do I not let him fill the seat? Ted Cruz was getting ready to go on the news that night, and I think it was Fox News. I don't remember the channel. Don't quote me on that. But he was getting ready to go on the news that night and loudly say, do not fill this Senate seat. Let the American people choose. Don't let Barack Obama fill this Senate seat. Mitch McConnell's people got word about that. Word tends to spread like wildfire. And in order to head off Ted Cruz, crowd him out of that victory, Mitch McConnell ran to the Senate floor and said, we will not be filling this seat tonight. It was an effort. It was a thumb the nose at Ted Cruz move. And most people don't know that story. And so they're giving Mitch McConnell credit today. Don't. If you're going to give him credit for something, don't give him credit for that. He did it out of spite. Now, let's discuss McConnell and looting the Treasury and Doge and other things. But first, it's hard to put into words what it's like when you lose someone close to you and you don't have pictures and videos and things like that easily accessible to you. My father, as you know, I recently lost my father. It came out of nowhere. Could happen today. I don't have many things with his voice. When I want to hear his voice, I have to call his phone to listen to his voicemail message. That's a true story. Don't wait on what I'm about to tell you. Legacy Box is this wonderful family company. And what they will do is they mail you a box. And you take the camcorder tapes you have and the VHS tapes you have and the pictures, those hard pictures you have, and you just put them in the box and you send them back to Legacy Box. They will digitize everything. They'll send you your hard copies back, but they digitize everything. So you always have those memories of your father, of your mom, of that World War II picture. don't you always want that stuff digitally on your phone, on your computer? And half off right now? You get the box now, you send it back whenever, but save some money. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. It's a wonderful gift, I should note, for birthdays, holidays, things like that. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, now before we get to the looting of the Treasury, I just want to just touch a couple things on the cash. Patel, Adam Schiff's not happy.
This is someone we cannot trust. This is someone who lacks the character to do this job, someone who lacks the integrity to do this job. We know that. Our Republican colleagues know that. The only qualification Kash Patel has to be FBI director is that when everyone else in the first Trump administration said, no, I won't do that, that crosses moral, ethical, and legal lines, Kash Patel said, sign me up. In the first Trump administration, as we are seeing in the...
I can't believe Adam Schiff got promoted from the House to the Senate. That sucks. Come on, California. Come on. Well, what, Chris? What? Chris, it wasn't only on a technicality. He was in that primary. Remember, it was him. There was a few of them. Remember, Katie Porker was part of that whole thing, and then she lost. And no, that's what California picked. Anyway, Kash Patel has all the worst people in Washington, D.C. afraid. Let's hope he gets in and does what he does. Now, listen. As I said, he has a daunting task. He has a mountain to climb. We will see. Will FBI agents be arrested? We will see. We will see. Now, let's discuss the looting of the Treasury. And first, why that happens. Did I ever tell you, this will come back to Mitch McConnell and Doge and things like that. I told you about the fact I used to wash golf clubs for a living, right? Remember, I'm fairly new to the media world. I've lived a very normal life most of my life. And when I was a kid, I was always trying to find some way to make money. One of my jobs was I took a job at a golf course. And on this golf course, it was a members-only golf course. So a bunch of rich guys in Bozeman, Montana, and they'll come and they'll, hey, wash my golf clubs. Hey, clean my golf clubs. Here's $5-$10, trying to make some tip money on the side. But I was one of those catch-all gopher employees. I was a kid. I was 15, 16 years old. So go pick up balls off the driving range. Go, you know, do everything. One of those people on a golf course. Part of my duties included getting everything cleaned up at night after the sun went down, because no one's golfing after the sun goes down. Me, a couple other guys, a couple other ladies, get all the balls cleaned up. Get everything cleaned up. Get everything done. That gave me access to the golf carts, you see. And that included the beer cart, as a matter of fact. And the manager said, hey, look, he probably shouldn't have done this. Most definitely illegal. He said, hey, look, you guys want to have a beer or two at night when you're cleaning things up. I'm not going to stress the whole thing. Now, I don't have to explain to you where that went. That ended up with me, a couple employees of the golf course, having a couple beers, being morons. Kids, don't be a moron like I was. Being morons. Driving it all over the golf course, including through the sand traps, I might point out. Taking the governor off of the golf course, which, I know how to do. Take the governor off, burn rubber with the beer cart across the golf course, and drinking all the beer in the golf cart. Now, why did I do that besides the fact that I was a young, stupid, immature teenage boy who's very lucky to still be alive today. Beside those things, why did I do that? Because it is human nature, a bad part of our nature. That was a bad thing to do. It is human nature when you have access to something to access it. It just is. It's human nature. If I handed you a briefcase with $1 million in it in 20s, and you were put in charge of the briefcase. And I told you in 10 years, I'm going to come back. And I'm going to get my briefcase. And all that money better be in there. I know you're saying to yourself right now you wouldn't touch a dime. I say the same thing to myself. Wouldn't touch a dime. And I hate thievery. Would not touch a dime. Are you sure about that? 10 years? 20? I'll borrow a little. Well, I mean, I got to look. We want tickets to the game. I need some NVGs. I'll just 10 years, $1 million. Let's talk about politics, politicians. Let's talk about Doge, the corruption in the government, Mitch McConnell, the establishment GOP. Politics invites corruption at every level, not just the federal level, at the state level, and definitely at the local level. And it invites corruption because when you get involved in it, when you grab power, whether you're an elected politician or the city manager or whatever, a director of this bureaucracy, whatever, you all of a sudden, you have that briefcase set in front of you. Now, in general, it's not actually a briefcase of money unless you're Bob Menendez, but you have that briefcase set in front of you, and you have the ability to access it if you cannot control yourself. Everyone can find a way. At the local level, it generally happens in a more direct way. I'm a contractor. I want that new contract to pave the airport in town. Hey, city councilman, here's an envelope with $10,000. Could you make sure I get that contract? It happens, yes, in your town too. It happens at the county level. It happens at the state level that way. In the federal government, it happens because human beings are that way. How many historical examples have you read? Whatever empire you're into, the Romans, the Japanese, the Chinese, where the corruption of public officials was exhibit A for why we're going downhill. How many stories have you read? Why does it happen? Because it is human nature when you have access to something that has value to access it, even if you know you shouldn't, even if you know it's wrong. It's human nature to stick your hands in that briefcase and just grab a few 20s for yourself. It's my briefcase. I'm in charge of it. Why shouldn't I have some 20s? I'm the one keeping the briefcase. It's human nature. So at the federal level, let's discuss it. Doge finds $2 billion in taxpayer funds earmarked for Stacey Abrams-linked group. It's from Lee Zeldin, the EPA chief. You know, Stacey Abrams, the failed gubernatorial candidate in Georgia. She's linked to this group. This group was about to get $2 billion of your money. One of these climate change groups. Well, that's a great example. Climate change groups. Hey, we're a group. We're going to save Mother Earth and all this stuff. What is that in general? Do they actually believe in climate change? No, they're flying around in private jets, mostly with your money. So what's the point of all these climate change groups to loot the treasury? It's all about looting the treasury. We are in the looting the treasury phase of our republic. Lord willing, the Trump administration could put a stop to that. But every single thing that is done for the purpose of letting the worst scumbags on the planet stick their sticky fingers inside the treasury and grab our money and pocket it for themselves. Headline, Doge uncovers 90 million shady transactions from over 4 million government credit cards. Yet another example. Ever been on a business trip before for your company? Ever have company credit card? Maybe if you don't have the company credit card, you ever go out to dinner when you're out of town and it's on the company dime? Getting an extra appetizer? Maybe dessert when you normally don't? Hey, I normally get, very basic tequila. Give me the good stuff tonight. Human nature. To do evil and access things you shouldn't. 90 million shady transactions from over 4 million government credit cards. But that brings me to Mitch McConnell and the establishment GOP types, you see. Because partisan, as we are, I'm a partisan. I don't claim to be bipartisan. I'm a very, very partisan person. I despise the left. I'm an anti-communist. That's what I am. We love when we read these Doge stories to say, look at these Democrats. Dirty Democrats stealing from us. That's our money. Dirty thieves. But here's a headline. Establishment GOP says Trump is saving taxpayer money, quote, too fast. Huh. Now that's interesting. Let's discuss that in just a moment. Before we do that, let's discuss back pain. I've had different kinds of pain in my life, as everybody does. It doesn't make me unique. You live life, you play sports, military, work, construction, whatever. Things are going to hurt. Man, I don't know that anything's worse than back pain. It just, you can't escape it. It's friggin' awful. Do you live with that? Is it between your shoulder blades? Maybe your lower back? Have you tried Relief Factor for that back yet? What if in 3 weeks your back pain could be turned so far down you don't even know what's there? What if your back pain could disappear? Not by masking it, wrecking your kidneys, with a 100% drug-free product, a supplement called Relief Factor. They'll sell you 3 weeks of it for $19.95 to see if it works for you. It works. Almost everyone orders more for a reason. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, a wonderful Thursday. And don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We will get to, you know, an extension of what we talked about earlier, challenging people in public. We'll talk about that about 10 minutes from now as it pertains to Ukraine. J.D. Vance gave a wonderful speech today. Jasmine Crockett continues to be the gift that keeps on giving. All that in the Democrat nominee for 2028, my prediction anyway, is still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I'm going to get back to this corruption, the looting of the Treasury. We know what's happening. We're watching it laid bare every single day. You see Scott Turner at HUD. Do you hear what he said?
We have found, as you said, $260 million in savings here at HUD, working with our DOGE task force. But today we're announcing that we cut $4 million in DEI contracts here at HUD, which were supposed to be for culture transformation and mindset, outward mindset thinking and subscription services. So we want to announce today, you know, we're working hard and we will cut.
They just got into power. These people get into power and they find new and impressive ways to steal your money and pocket it, while also taking some time to throw you in jail and censor you and smash you. That's how these people operate. Now, like I said, as partisans, at least for me, I'm a partisan. We like to think that this is only on one side, but it is not, you see. Here's an article. I already read you the headline, but it's a Breitbart article. I've seen these quotes. This is from a Republican, Don Bacon. Before making cuts rashly, the administration should be studying and staffing to see what consequences are. Measure twice before cutting. Lisa Murkowski went out there and said, Mitch McConnell was very worried about purging the deep state. Quote, we all want efficiencies. There's a way to do it. And the way these people have been treated has been awful in many cases. Awful. We have quotes from guys like John Cornyn. Well, we're going to have to let the courts work all this stuff out. So who could possibly look at all these cuts and have real concerns about cleaning out all this corruption? Let me just break it down in the most simple way I possibly can. People who were in on it. That's who. Establishment Republicans are as corrupt and scummy as the Democrat Party is. And these Lisa Murkowski types, the Mitch McConnell types, these people exist and have these long, the John Cornyns, they have these long careers in Washington, D.C., and they rise to these important leadership positions within the GOP by handing out money, political money, as favors. They fly around the country, they raise money for GOP candidates, they write large checks to GOP senators to ensure they will get voted into leadership positions. But what they are actually doing is finding new and inventive ways to profit from your money. It's not only on the Democrat side. Go dig through the family members, the friends of these people who are very, very concerned about cutting out $20 million here, $20 million there, $50 million here, $2 billion for Stacey Abrams. They get into Washington, D.C., and they're not unique. Again, they're human, just like the city councilman taking envelopes of cash from the contractor, just like the state senator getting busted with things. It's human nature. You get there, and there's this vast pot of money called the Treasury, the American Treasury. Wait a minute. Here I am as a senator. I make 160 grand a year, which is great money. Don't get me wrong, but I'm looking at all this money. It's the wealthiest country in the history of the world. Shouldn't I get some of that? Shouldn't I be able to take a little bit of that for myself? That's how they operate. Corrupt politicians are nothing new. It's not purely a Democrat thing, not a Republican thing, not an American thing. It is human nature when you get into positions of power and you have access to things, even things you're not necessarily supposed to touch. It's human nature to touch it. It's human nature to grab some for yourself. And that's why these people who've been there the longest, that's why they're the most stressed about what's happening right now inside the federal government, the opening of the books. Tim Burchett, congressman, good congressman from the state of Tennessee, I've played audio cuts of it. I've talked to Tim several times. Tim thinks that people will be arrested when they get done uncovering all these things. He said, look, it's not an accident that people searching for lawyer, offshore accounts, things like that. The searches, the internet searches have gone through the roof over the past month. It's not just kind of waste. Don't let them get away with that. Well, look at all this waste. Oh, no, we wasted that. Oh, that was just inefficient. Oh, what a waste. It's way more than just waste. What the Biden family was doing, which we all know about now, sadly, was not outside the norm. Did you ever look, whenever we had these discussions about Joe Biden's corruption and his sons flying with him on Air Force Two to meet with Chinese officials while Joe's the vice president meeting with Chinese officials, getting your son an $80,000 a month consulting job at a Ukrainian energy company? Did you ever look at those stories and think to yourself, gosh, how could he be so brazen? His family has all these shell companies set up. Hey, you're my brother. Set up a couple shell companies. How could he be so brazen? Well, that's how they do it. That's how a lot of them do it. You didn't think that was just a Joe Biden problem, did you? Did you really think that moron came up with that scheme on his own? Joe Biden walked into Washington, D.C. and started to figure out, hey, my fellow senators, they make what I make. They all have lake houses? Mercedes? I saw that private plane trip they got to go on. How are they doing that on 165 grand a year? And they all figure out how to liberate you from your money. Bunch of dirtballs. All right. Speaking of dirtballs, let's discuss peace. The peace process, insulting people in public. J.D. Vance killed it today. Love that spreading of freedom. And my prediction for who the 2028 Democrat nominee is going to be. Before we get to that, let's make sure we are taking care of our money. When I say take care of it, I mean protect it. You buckle your seatbelt, you lock your door at night, you protect the things you care about, protect your retirement account. You've been busting your butt your whole life, setting money aside so you can retire, so you don't have to work yourself into the ground one day. Do something to protect it. That's what Gold Co. is all about. Get some gold or silver. I don't care what color it is. As part of your retirement, it's a retirement protection plan. I look at it like insurance for the money I've saved. That's how I look at it. Wild times are still to come. They have a free 2025 gold and silver kit for you if you want it. JesseLikesGold.com is where you go to get that, or you can call them 855-817-GOLD. Keep in mind, you might qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver. That's a lot of money. JesseLikesGold.com. Let's talk about insulting people in public in Ukraine. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.